little man, my goodness, he's really getting on my nerves.
Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I am George, that is Joe, and our guest today is the one and only CB, Chloe Burrows. Big up.
Welcome to the new set.
I love it. Big up. So glad I'm on your side.
Yeah, shut up, man.
It's so Essex.
I'm back in Essex. Live, love, laugh and all that.
Live, love, laugh.
It's actually very reminiscent of our house, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Why are you doing it up now? Are you getting rid of Essex?
We are having work done at the house.
Yes, I've heard all about it.
There's not much changing, really. It's just a fresher grey paint, isn't it?
Also, can we tell people, because we're getting hate for this, let's address it.
What?
Why?
People are basically saying that we've got loads of money and we're getting work done and
costing
prices.
Do you not have loads of
money?
Our
house has got subsidence.
Oh, guys.
And the insurance is paying for it.
Do you not have loads of money?
No, man. Man's back on my nether.
Nobody believes
it's
that.
It's subsidence in the garden.
What's subsidence?
Yeah. Our house is like that. So we're living in a slope, Lev.
Oh, no.
So we're going to move down to Bristol.
Get a new roof.
That's what we're getting.
Your mum told me.
There we go. Super's on our side. Anyway, how's life been? What's going on?
Life's pretty sweet. I'm just working a lot this year.
Big chilling and that.
Yeah, big chilling, big holidays, big work.
Snowbox.
Went to Snowbox.
How was it?
I'm good at skiing.
I know you
are. So I really
enjoy
it.
Are you actually?
I'm fucking good, mate.
See, I didn't think you would be. What's Millie like?
I'm an athlete by trade. Okay, I'm literally so sporty, it's a joke.
Athlete by trade's great.
I played football for years.
Same.
And well.
I hurt my knee though.
Yeah, me too. I got that Achilles ting. You get me. Millie is good. Like, she can get down a slope.
Fine.
Better than me. Yeah. I can't.
You're terrible.
That surprises me.
I just went skiing with Aless.
Is that how you say it? I've always Elise.
I've always Elise.
Aless. L-S. Yeah, yeah. I found that out. Yeah.
Is it Botox? Yeah.
Fuck off.
No, because you look very like...
Fresh.
Toxed up.
Like that.
I went skiing and it was fun, but I can't ski unlike you. But like, it does look really fun. Like, I am jealous of everyone. Like, we were sitting there at like not fully douche. Like, we were at Tomorrowland, so there was like stages and stuff in the mountains, so it was sick.
Who did you see at Tomorrowland?
Steve Aoki, cool. Armin van Helden.
Okay.
It's quite a heavy festival then, that one.
Guys.
Oh, heavy. What in terms?
Like Serbian people around me, like Belgium's people around me.
So what was yours like?
I was just like Becky Hill, Got Kwan vibes.
I saw Joel Corey. He was in a hotel.
Oh, that's
big
cool.
Joel. Yeah, yeah.
Did you meet anyone like
Got Kwan? Gareth Yates? Gareth Yates is a DJ now.
That's wild.
You're fucking lying.
Wasn't he an opera singer?
No. He was on Pop.
The Idol. Pop Idol.
With Will Young.
Will Young.
Where is Will Young
now? Skins? He was in Skins.
After or before?
What? After before what?
Who's Skins?
Will Young was in
You've
Skins.
You've never seen Skins?
Everyone's seen Skins.
What the fuck?
One of Mum's friends was in Skins.
Who?
Oh, fuck knows.
Oh, that's how rumours start.
No,
you can't
was.
Back it up.
He was. And he used to
my friends was in Skins.
Who? George, I wasn't a Skins mega fan. I've seen like 2 episodes.
Oh, but you're moaning at me because I didn't see fucking
at least I know what it is.
I don't know what Skins is.
You need to watch it. We give you an education about England.
Anyway, back to skiing.
Yeah.
What was your favourite part?
Favourite part of skiing?
What about Gok?
Skiing.
Gok was fucking good.
Yeah, he was so good.
And I saw Girls Don't Sing. They were really good.
We want to see Girls Don't Sing. They were at like Coco.
They're
in
amazing.
Camden and that.
Yes.
You
yes,
know, they play
yes,
all. Yes, Joe yes. would love Girls Don't Sing.
Oh my God, let's go.
Should we go?
Yeah.
They do the little set.
And they was like, oh my God, if you ever want to come, that's a flex. I know, I don't like
Joe.
Like
I've sent Joe so many TikToks for Girls Don't
They're
Sing.
They're so good because they like do it all at once and then tap in.
And they do like a Rich Baby Daddy remix.
Yeah.
They do like actual songs you can sing along. Yeah. Like a sick beat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sick beat.
I'm down for that.
No, that
I'm down
good.
For that.
Yeah, that was fun.
I just love skiing at Pro. I prefer skiing to Ibiza.
You're different.
Yeah, but I've done Ibiza 10 million
I mean, yeah,
times.
I don't really rate Ibiza anymore, but my point is that I don't
Why
like
do you
skiing.
Rate anymore?
It's just like
it's the same, isn't
it's
it?
It's the same. Ocean Beach, all that. It's the same. Like
but you, like you say it, and then you go, now? "Oh, it is." Isn't
we're literally planning to go back out there, but I want to do a different sort of holiday. I want to like
Old
bit
town.
More, bit more chilly, yeah, and like but, see the nice stuff and that.
Yeah, there's loads of, like nice restaurants,
but like
stuff.
When everyone's like, "It's good Ocean Beach," and that, like, it's just a bit.
I like it for the novelty of doing it, and it's been fun to it. But I do know what you mean. Like, it does get a bit repetitive.
Yeah. That's what my point
However,
is.
However, like, I'm always like, I'm not going to Ocean. I will be there and I'll be on Tony Truman's table shaking that ass for bottles.
Tony Truman.
Tony Truman.
Oh, he's
it.
Got
He's not Tony and Wayne. Yeah, well, I've met him a few times. Sometimes he comments on my pictures.
Is he?
Yeah, he does.
I'm not sure if that's a flex or...
I would say it is.
Really?
Wow.
The bar is low.
What do you mean? I like Wayne. He had a thing with Mum, didn't he?
What the fuck? And he didn't Gazza, innit?
Yeah, Mum...
Oh, he texted me literally yesterday.
Who?
Paul Gascoigne.
That's weird. That's a link up I did not expect.
Me and him, like, well, I did a show with him.
You all shot out my
thing, didn't she?
The, get the dark.
That was cool. What, and you're just
I
like...
I feel like I'm name dropping a lot. Should we just talk about you guys?
Yeah, no, this is cool. I like it.
So who else has been your contact?
All I've done is buy rugs. Do you know what I mean? Rugs.
Yeah, he doesn't
All I do is buy rugs. I'm just saying you've been out and about. You've been on the streets, whereas I've just been like...
Oh, you've been on the streets? That was a fucking low blow.
On the streets is in like just working.
You've been out and about on the streets.
I've been on the streets.
Yeah.
I never
down.
Left them, mate. I did. I literally did. And I'm not on them. I've never been on them. And I always do this on podcasts. Like, I think it's funny. And then like, everyone's like, ah, oh, well, I don't mean it.
I'm going to make you name drop some more because you did kiss FM's red carpet for the Brits, didn't you?
Who did I kiss?
No, Kiss FM.
God, I literally, my heart just dropped.
Red carpet for the Brits.
Who did I kiss at the Brits?
Oh my God, who did I kiss at the Brits? No one.
And you smoked Dua Lipa.
Oh my God, me and Dua Lipa are best mates. We're literally best mates.
You
love
and
each
Dua
other.
Peep.
Me and Julie P were literally
having
a chat.
How was that?
I was so starstruck.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was an out-of-body experience because little me couldn't do that on a normal day.
You look great though.
Thank you.
It's okay.
What I loved is like my Spanx were in all the press pictures.
What are Spanx?
Big knickers that hold your tummy in.
Cool.
But the leg bit was like just hanging down. It's annoying.
Nothing a bit face up can't do.
Not when they're papped, you know, in Daily Mail. Daily Mail didn't do you any fucking favours.
Oh, no.
No, it was a really good night. It was so good. And then she performed live. She was really good. And, you know, this is interesting.
Did you meet Charlie XCX?
Yeah.
Cause she...
And she said she loved me.
Did she?
Yeah. fucking evidence. There's fucking evidence. Yeah, she's cool. I love her.
Have you ever met anyone, like, celeb wise, that said they love you? You met Central C, didn't you?
You meet Central C? That's cool.
Did you meet Central C?
Yeah, he didn't know me though.
Did you not?
No.
What did you say to him?
Not a big goggle box watcher.
I said hello.
Hello.
Hello, that's it.
What?
I don't know where that came from.
Not how do I word I was gonna say going back to the streets, that's obviously not the right way
I've
to
been waiting
it.
For you on them. That was rude. I didn't mean it like that.
So you and Davide.
Yeah.
He went on your pod.
He did.
Anything else?
No.
Just a podcast?
Literally a podcast.
No, I'm just saying because you see all this like stuff on Snapchat and like these
you
fun
know how
articles.
Long have you been in this industry? I'm about to fucking get onto you right now.
She's going to say, I know what you're going to say.
Why do you believe everything that you say on that? You should know more than anyone.
Yeah, you should know that more
you
than anyone.
You should know.
Yeah, but it's hard when you're posting and you're like, I'm with Davide. And then everyone's like, they're dating.
Do you know?
But why are you believing the
when
comments?
When have I ever
that
done that with a boy?
Oh, get out or ass.
I made a joke.
We're just friends.
I like it there. Stay there.
Yeah, I do like it there. It smells like rose petals.
Yeah, bitch.
What the hell?
What a tag team this.
What the hell?
No, so yeah, we did a podcast. It was really funny. He was actually really funny.
He's a funny guy.
He's funny. He's like really quick.
Witty.
So we did that. And then me, him, my manager, his manager, and Molly, my producer of my pod.
I saw that.
For drinks.
Yes.
That's
and
fun.
Then, you know, the Daily Mail just decided to keep fucking writing articles about us dating.
Again and again.
They keep doing that to me.
They're gunning for you. Well, speaking of Italians, you went to Milan, didn't you? You travel all the time.
Yeah, bruv, you are never in this country.
No, honestly, being in this country gets me. I'm in bad mood right now.
Yeah, fair.
I don't like it.
Thanks. Yeah, nice, thanks.
No, I know what you mean. And it's rainy and horrible and boring.
And I feel like when I'm on holiday, I don't look at my phone. I'm just enjoying myself. Fine. When I'm in the UK, I'm just here checking out my trolls.
Yeah.
Fair. All the woof comments.
We get some woofs.
Some of the woofs.
So can we explain this to me? So a lot of guys, basically, every time you post, say woof.
No, that's not what I said. No.
That's not what I said.
Someone need to explain this to me, please.
Basically, every time you can't say it's woof.
I use Twitter or X. Okay. I love that
X.
Someone said X, you get me. I fucking use that app all the time. So, yeah. So I use Twitter or X a lot. And sometimes I post pictures on there. I don't know. I basically took these selfies that I really liked myself the other day. So I just dropped it on there. And I think people on Twitter are very different to like TikTok.
Yeah.
Because the comments are like outrageous.
Are they? Well, like fart in my mouth and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like people want, like, I feel like what you get with X and Twitter, or whatever you want to call it, people like comment back on things and then hope that we'll get screenshotted and put on Instagram. You know, when you see the tweets.
Right.
I feel like that's what people are looking for. That it to be like reposting like Great British Memes and things like that. They're looking for like a meme. So they're probably like, yeah, Chloe farted in my mouth. Or something. I don't know.
If you want me to, I will.
Clip that. Clip that.
It's just not right.
He's sweating. Yeah, no, they just don't like X-ray stuff. But what I've noticed on Twitter is boys like put videos of like dogs barking.
Right.
And I think it's a compliment. Like,
right. Oh, well,
what we were doing earlier.
We filmed Chloe's pod with mum, and mum kept going, like, basically, she was saying that when we went into Tesco's, when we first went on Gogglebox, people were talking about us like behind our backs, but like not in a bad way, but not always them. But mum said that actually people going, you know, like that video.
But you know the one where it's like the dog and it goes,
that guy.
That's quite
funny. I thought that's what she was doing, but she literally wasn't doing that.
That's quite funny.
Lisa Bags. Well, can we do a little dirty diary swap that we got, George?
Yeah, sure.
Tell me about these dirty diaries.
So
you're journaling.
We like journal about our weeks and then we get the guests to read it out.
Oh, okay,
but
fine.
Normally we have like two guests, but so I guess we can just read out both.
Yeah.
Okay,
cool. Chloe is guest.
I'm going to go first.
Chloe is guest.
I am guest.
Guys, I think honestly, one rogue fart right now and I'm shitting myself.
Don't fart next to me.
I won't,
really,
I promise. Oh, right. I love your writing, George.
This fuck off, so Joe. Nice.
It's so like, endearing.
It is. It's like a 12-year-old.
Okay.
Right, here we go. George's dirty diary.
That's what dirty about
you. You told us it's called dirty. It says on the fucking PowerPoint. There's nothing dirty about it. It's me week, love.
I'll make it dirty. Moved in, adulting. I'm so, so hard.
No.
George, what the fuck?
No.
That's what? Why would you say that?
That was funny, though. I even thought I'd wrote that for a minute.
What? Oh, so tell us
more. Your handwriting, sorry, adulting is so, so hard.
Yeah.
I thought you said
no,
yours.
No, it's like I've spent the last 2 days just building flat pack furniture and waiting in for delivery men and not, I can't really say cooking, but not even ironing. Wash it. Done that once. But you know what I mean? Like
it's going
big,
really well.
The big boy stuff. Yeah,
so
kind of.
Who cleans the flat?
Lolly most of the time, yeah.
You need to fucking clean or she will dump you.
No, I try my best.
Yeah.
I do.
And do your washing as well.
I've tried.
Do you have separate washing baskets?
No.
Oh, everyone's dirty knickers just together.
Yeah, basically.
That's a serious relationship.
Do you wear knickers?
Yes, Joe.
Pants?
Pants. Do you wear knickers? Pants.
Boxers or briefs? What do you prefer in a man?
Boxers.
Briefs are like what the old people wear that go down to their knees.
Dad wears briefs.
Oh, I thought you meant like Y fronts.
Is that what it's called? Is that what they're called? Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, boxer briefs.
No, briefs are.
Boxers
for
are
shorts.
Like. Boxers are like boxer short. No, boxers are like.
Boxers, yeah, like what we wear.
Yeah, and then briefs are like the V.
Together.
Well, like. This is where
what's
the weird
brief,
comments
like
come
the
from.
Longer one?
No, briefs.
Briefs
like
pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Like right, oh no.
Pants.
Briefs are like.
Sorry, I'm an expression hurt.
Sorry.
I like boxers.
Okay.
So you've been hard.
How has this got on to?
Went skiing with Aless. It is not for the weak.
That's what we were just talking about.
But it is for the hard.
Skiing's hard, man.
Building stuff is hard. You've had a hard
George,
week.
You're talking about hardness. On a health lick.
Yeah. Hick, you fucking twick dick. On a health lick. Oh, this is right, guys. I think I'm going to sign up for this week's app. I'll let them two carry on.
It's like we're drunk. We haven't even drunk anything. No. Just half life.
Yeah.
Oh, half life. I'm just half life.
Oh.
That was
so who did you lick?
What did I even write?
On a health kick.
Building's hard, I'm hard, skiing's hard, health licks. Not fucking. So you've had a hard week and you're healthy.
It must be really hard having your life. It must be really hard having your life.
Yeah.
Oh, what's yours?
Hard.
Mum bought a stroller.
Let me get out.
Yeah, give me another dirty diary. Because that was pure filth.
Pure filth.
Won't slide.
Thanks. That does look like.
All right.
My bad.
Your handwriting's better.
Thank you. It looks a bit like a doctor, though.
A little bit. Hello. Dear diary.
Hello.
Pram for Dolly.
I bought Dolly a pram.
I saw that.
We just discussed this, but
it's too big to get through the front door.
I've heard. Yeah. But it's comfortable, isn't
it's
it?
Too big.
Full stop. I'm sorry, it's too big. Dirty diary.
It is
You're too big.
No, the
pram. What the hell is going on?
The pram is too big. So basically.
Did you not look at the measurements?
I don't know why I even said that. And it's like a girl thing, isn't it?
Girl maths.
It's girl maths.
This side.
But yeah, I never. Kane's been having a go at me about that because I didn't even measure our bar stools properly. Like, I just hoped for the best and they all came out.
Yeah, fine. Winging it.
Do you measure things?
No.
I'm saying you're a girl thing.
We basically got this cutlery thing from IKEA and I thought I'd measured it right and I hadn't. So I had to like cut it in half. So our cutlery, you know, like cutlery is meant to be like that and you pick it out that side. It's now that. So we pick it out that side.
Oh, it's inconvenient. Because if you, what's at the back?
That must be hard.
Yeah. And then you have to like,
what's at the back?
The thing at the bottom.
What cutlery is in the back fucking thing in the drawer?
The spoons.
Okay.
The spoons are in the back.
I feel like spoons should be at the front.
The spoons.
Knives should be at the back.
I do this every year.
Okay, next one.
Next one. Physical 100 running challenge.
You ever seen that show?
Yes, I've
seen it.
I've
seen the clip.
Yeah, so the second series just come out and the first step, they did this running challenge. I went to the gym to try it and it was the hardest thing I've ever
done. What is the running challenge?
So you know the treadmills that are like, that's all right, babe. You know those ones that are like, what are they called, George? Manual treadmill.
Oh, I know, the curved ones. Yeah.
You have to run, say your own pace with like your own feet. What?
No, the manual ones are the curved ones. I didn't know what they were.
And you've got to do a hunt. So basically 10 minutes. Fastest sprint you can do, right?
10 minutes.
You're sprinting for 10 minutes.
10 minute sprint.
There's no way that's possible.
That's a lot.
Well, it's a 10 minute run, but it's meant to be like the fastest you can do, like fastest distance, right? Then second one is 7 minutes, and third is 5 minutes. It's all 22 minutes.
You're probably running like 5K really fast.
It's the hardest thing. Yeah, and like the guy on it, the time.
You sure it don't start at 5 minutes, then go up to 7, then go up to 10?
No.
Why do you go back?
I don't know, but they've all got great bodies as well. It's insane.
Oh, so I'll try it then.
Yeah.
No. I'm running a half marathon this year.
Are you?
Yeah.
What one?
I saw him on.
If I don't want everyone to know though, can we bleep that?
Yeah.
I don't want everyone to come and watch me because I'm so famous, everyone will just come.
No more dirty diary.
Yeah. Okay. What was you saying? Are you doing one?
I got asked this week to do one.
To do a half marathon?
Yeah, to do a half marathon. No, not that. No. But I just got a message about it.
I'll do it with you. I think there's a few of us doing it.
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do one.
Great.
That's a lie.
I will.
You have to start training like now.
All right, you start training.
No, you don't.
I've never said I want to do.
Gunning.
It's 10K.
22
K is a marathon.
Half marathon. Do under 2 hours, easy.
I can't even run 3K.
Wait, 22?
I would have thought you'd be quite sporty.
I am, but I'm just lazy.
Wait, a half marathon is 22K?
Yeah, because a whole marathon's 26 miles.
Guys, I can't even fucking run 5.
You better get to work, bitch.
I can't even run 5.
What? Did you just fart?
No, it's not.
I'm starting!
You stink, Joe. You stunk.
Anyway, more dirty diary.
All right, Scotland trip. But for those of you that don't know, I didn't see it on social media. Half of the UK social media scene went on a Garnier trip in Scotland.
And they lost my invite in the post.
I got invited, I couldn't go. You could have had mine.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Liam took mine.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Marion Moose and Destol swept away.
They got in a canoe and got hit by a current and had to be rescued.
You really explain that well. You could have dramatised the story.
Dramatised.
Okay. Big word.
Not a word.
Come on, here we go.
It was 3:02 PM.
Here we go. Yeah,
I like the storm was setting in.
Yes. Dark clouds?
Overcast, dark clouds coming across the giant mountains.
Yes.
We just eaten sandwiches and we're on a boat.
A bit better.
I've seen less sandwiches.
The crab of the sandwiches was still smashed between my teeth. The boat was rippling in the water.
The boats were rocking.
Come on, pilot.
I turn around, I look out. Mariam and Destar screaming, wailing for help. Genuinely.
I'm not even surprised Mariam did that.
Mariam actually wasn't putting the oar in the water.
Yeah,
that was the funny thing. She kept going
it's like out.
Yeah, yeah. And then Destar was like singing that TikTok song, you know, I'm just a girl.
Loud, being rescued.
They got swept away. But to be honest,
I love that film, Flushed Away. Sorry.
I love Flushed Away too.
I've not seen it.
What the heck?
My favourite is Ratatouille and Cars.
I love that for you.
I love Ratatouille.
I love that. Sorry, on to one thing at a time. My brain's all over the place.
So yeah, basically, like, canoeing is fun, but it's fucking hard work.
Yeah, it's
hard.
You know, I have row at the gym.
Do you row?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that later when I go there.
I love your row, but it's different in real life.
1,000 metre row.
It's a lot of turbulence, a lot going on. The gym isn't real sports. I mean, it is, but like, running on a treadmill is not the same as running outside.
Oh my God, tell me about it.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It's so different.
I just feel like you guys are having a catch up and I'm just here watching it.
Well, say something then.
I'm fucking trying.
Right, tell us something fun that you've done this week that wasn't fucking hard and wasn't healthy.
Live. Survive.
That's why you're not in the chat.
What have you done this week? Tell us your diet.
Oh, she's done so much. If she's not got like... She's not sniffing a fart at Dua Lipa's ass. She's bloody out on the streets working, isn't she?
She just said you're back on the streets again. That's fucked.
Yeah, what's that?
What is your thing with the streets?
I don't really understand
the
what it
means. The title of this podcast.
Streets is like you're a skit, brother.
Oh, no.
Outside getting dicked down.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I just thought we meant like...
I wish I was on the streets.
I thought it was going outside.
The highlight of this podcast is going to be Chloe Burrows on the streets.
Yeah, great.
Not My Bag, episode 75.
Is it 75?
I don't know. We've lost count.
Guys,
how long is yours?
I'm just trying to give some. Mine's fucking exciting. Yours was just hard and healthy. Give me a second.
Three.
So there was a SPF sign outside. And they were like made of concrete and stuff. And the wind took the E from every day and it smashed me in the face.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I hope you had insurance.
I was going to sue.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm just a girl.
I'm just a girl.
But yeah, that hit me. Then we had a murder mystery night.
Saw that.
But like a proper one, which was
fun.
Did
you bring an outfit? Did they tell you you were going to do that before? How did everyone have?
They told you to wear like a evening attire for like a dinner. So like everyone like brought nice dresses and suits. But like we were given our characters there and then.
Oh.
But I was Dr. Black, who was a scientist who loved frogs.
Wait, can someone tell me how it works? Murder so do you have to party? Suss everyone out? Do people know? If Kane knows you were Dr.
You
whatever?
Turn up.
Did Kane go?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So you turn up, you get assigned your characters, then you get given an envelope and it's all your info about your character. And if you're the murderer, it will say at the bottom you're the murderer. And then at the dinner, you've all got to sit there and suss out and like...
Who was the murderer?
Jack Remington, and he was the son as he's killed his dad basically with poison.
So again, you're all sitting around the dinner.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm Professor whatever. Do you admit who you are?
So I say, yeah, I'm Dr. Black, and then I say I really like tree frogs, and how you get poison out of them is you rub their anus.
What?
That was on my script.
So what did Jack say? How did you suss out Jack?
Well, no, so Jack was like, basically, you have to play a character. He was the son of the murdered man, right? But Marion was the stepmom. So it was Marion versus Jack the whole time. But it was funny. Like, they were arguing. Like, she was like, you're broke. And yeah, funny. Yeah.
It sounds fun. I don't get how you suss someone out though.
That's why you weren't there.
Ask clues. Question.
You are a total C word. Do you know that?
Sorry. And lastly, Liam from Love Island in a wig. I've got the funniest picture of Liam on my phone.
He will kill you if you put this out there.
Show me at least.
It wasn't even one photo. It was like a whole photo shoot of Liam in a wig. This is my favourite pic, I think.
Joe's that guy. Not who's
DM it to him now and say miss you dare.
Shall I
say miss you skater girl?
I'm gonna miss him right now. Miss you Claudia.
Yeah,
Liam,
I am a faithful
Liam Ridham.
That was a diary.
So on to the next thing.
On to the next one.
There's news. We've got news.
What do you mean?
We've got news.
You're obviously Essex girl, innit?
Yeah.
You live there now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but she's actually from Bristol originally.
Oh, yeah.
Bicester. Not Same Bristol.
Thing. Bristol. I want to go Bicester.
It's not the best. Sometimes it's good. What's over
Chava.
There?
No, you keep getting confused when I do it because you're not used to me.
Because I knew he was going.
I said that like you love, because you're very like.
Chava.
So there was like a couple
do
of
it,
shots.
Do it. Do what you think it is. A bit more. It's one harder.
So I don't.
Eat R to the world.
Anyway, yeah, you are an Essex girl, so...
She can tell.
What were you going to say about the shops there? That's a bit me. What do you mean?
No, you're just very, like... There's a lot of, like...
You're trying to say I'm very Bicester.
Yeah.
That's the fucking compliment.
I'm not saying it's nice, Ralph.
It's nice there. I'm just saying.
Are you too snobby for Bicester now?
Oh, shut up, George.
With your Boucler sofa? Fuck off.
What, Chloe's got a Boucler sofa on her set?
Fuck off.
Sorry. Wow.
What's going on?
Yeah, he's going through something today, I think.
Yeah, you're right. This life hard at the moment.
Yeah, and I'm healthy. Okay.
So, George, you want to read out the Essex headline? So we're basically
so this is LA.
We're going to do headlines.
We're in LA,
right? So Essex headline: KFC on Essex border fined after rat infestation discovered cause risk to public health. Let me just finish it. Risk to public health.
Oh my god! Shit!
Rats everywhere in a KFC. In hometown, no one can eat KFC.
What KFC was it?
We not.
Leytonstone.
Yeah, Leytonstone.
It's nice a bit.
Do you know what though? I feel like the places with the rat infestations have the nicest food.
What the fuck? That's wrong.
Do you guys like a KFC? I love a KFC.
Not my
really. Not. What's your favourite? Okay. Like fast food burger.
McDonald's, Five Guys.
I do like Five Guys.
Yeah, she's got moolah.
I tried.
I have to get a mortgage out to have a Five Guys.
But I thought you were really rich and you're having your house done.
I had a Bleecker burger the other day. You ever had one of them?
Oh, apparently they're the best in London.
I can't lie to
you. Who's
a
Bleecker?
Phenomenal. Bleecker burgers.
Have you not seen it on TikTok?
Deliveroo.
Oh,
my God, Deliveroo. Yeah, because they're near
I think so, yeah.
What's this? I was meant to have a meeting at Blank Street Coffee, but it got moved. But apparently, like, Blank Street Coffee's
I'm sitting there and having a meeting.
Blueberry matcha latte. Nice. How does it make sense?
We never had a matcha latte.
I don't like matcha.
It's meant to be coffee. How'd you have blueberry?
Not matcha's green tea.
Matcha's green tea.
Oh. Ooh. How'd you have... So green blueberry green tea doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? No, it's not.
Because it's green tea powder and they mix it. Probably put a bit of blueberry syrup in it, a bit of milk.
How are you alive?
What do you mean?
But how do you live day by day?
I'm not part of this coffee world. I have my coffee with matcha syrup.
Do you not drink coffee in the morning?
Yeah, I love coffee.
Actually, he's just started having this instant coffee, skinny one with like cookie dough in it.
I just have black coffee.
Okay, oh, I've got the
Sauvage.
So do I, skinny. Skinny. No. We always say similar.
That's why you got bad tummy.
No, George, it's a haggis. So, LA headline. Rebel Wilson claims Sacha Baron Cohen asked her to strip and made X-rated requests in explosive graphic details of what she says happens.
She put on her story, "I will not be bullied or silenced by high-priced lawyers or PR crisis managers. The asshole that I'm talking about in one chapter of my book is Sacha Baron Cohen."
He's tweeted, hasn't he?
She's outed him.
That he's basically denied everything.
But he hired like PR crisis thing, didn't he? Crisis PR.
Did he?
Also,
he knew that she was putting it out, so like he had to get all this team together. But I feel like you'd only really do that
if you were really.
I feel like that's like, I bet he's done a lot of stuff like that.
Why? Well, he's married.
His films are nuts, isn't
they? Yeah, he's a nutty guy.
I feel like to act in that way...
And then go home and be normal.
I feel like you've got to kind of be... Not method acting, because that would be weird, but like kind of like that.
And also, I'm a Rebel Wilson stan. What the fuck is she getting out of lying in a book about that? Like,
I know, do you know, she doesn't need the clout.
Yeah, exactly.
She's great. Okay.
Oh, well, fuck. Oh, that's a big headline, that one.
Got another Essex
headline. The next Essex headline... Wait, Danny Aarons is ringing me, FaceTiming me. Hello, mate.
Hey, I'm so fucking confused.
Where are you?
You know, my heart's just dropped.
Why?
Hey, are you filming a pod?
Yeah.
Wait, wallahi, my dad has just texted me and said, "Oh, I hope you're all right. You must be feeling awful. Have you heard about the news? What the fuck are you on about?" My dad just texted me and said, "Oh, George Baggs died."
What?
He got pushed off a building site. And I'm like, what?
What?
He sent me voice messages and he's like close to tears. Bro, my heart just dropped. Sorry, I'll let you go back to it.
What the fuck? Where's that? Quickly go on to it.
How's that news? What's happened?
A news.
Where he's telling that or what?
Can you ask him where he's from?
Sorry,
bro. What's your dad? What's... Apparently I'm dead.
That's really scary. Why the fuck would anyone put that?
Shoot myself.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Bro, I can't find it. All I found was George Baggs gynecologist.
Man, his manslaughter in connection with a death of Gogglesaw died after a fall at work. They're saying he's been pushed at work.
What the fuck?
That is absolutely insane.
Yeah, that's awful.
Guys, I did also just shit myself because I just thought, is there like a crazy rumor going about how I might be dead? Bless Danny for ringing me though. That was my headline.
So,
that was wild.
Oh, Beyonce's dropping a country album tomorrow. Is anyone here excited?
Nah. This ain't tech, this.
I mean, that song was a bit overused now on TikTok.
I love country music.
So you excited for the album or not really?
You know,
I feel like not everyone's really bothered about Beyonce anymore.
I like Beyonce, but like, I don't listen to albums unless it's Jay Haas, his old one.
I feel like you listen to like Nines and stuff.
I am partial to Nines, but
who's
at the moment,
Nines is sick. To be fair,
stop it.
I don't know Nines, babe.
See ya.
You're on like.
See ya.
You're on like Foot Asylum talk. I'm on Gay Talk,
babe. I'm also on Gay Talk as well.
You do everything. Thing,
but my really, I'm into Morgan Wallen. Wallens. He's the one. You know this song. Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything you said, but we said it all. And then he's performing in London on 4th of July at Hyde Park, and I fucking want to go.
I'm going to see SZA at Hyde Park.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
See, I like SZA.
I like SZA too.
Great. You're allowed to like Nines and SZA at the same time.
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying. Some judgment there, Joe. Now we're teaming up.
Yeah, bitch.
Come to Essex.
Why the fuck will you fucking do that? Fucking
can I just say something really quickly? I met some real life Australians on the LS trip and they were sick.
Yeah, Australians
are wild.
They were so cool.
Have you met Jessie from Love Island?
Yes.
We love Jessie.
She's fucking nuts.
I know we can't say the word too much, but you know what you just said? That word, the bleep word, they just say it non-stop. Like the client was there and they were like, fucking yes, thick. Yeah.
I was like, diff means diff.
They love it. Yeah, it basically means like, you're awesome. You're so fun. Like, love you, mate, and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Thank you.
The C word is basic, mate.
We talk like that at home anyway.
I know, I did think.
Like, yeah, we speak like that with mum and dad.
Yeah.
I really hear you.
Do you swear around your parents?
Yeah.
We're very like open like that, aren't we?
Yes. My mum, like, she tries not to swear. Mm. She's not a big swearer, but like,
I can't believe these people.
There's four of us. She can't team up against all four kids. You know what I mean?
I feel like these people who don't like you saying the word bloody and stuff, it's just crazy.
No, that's a lot for me. That is a lot for me.
Yeah, draw the line at the B word.
Yeah, bloody hell! Bloody hell! What are you doing? Like, oh, Jesus! That's what they're like. Oh, bloody hell!
Not you doing the Little Britain voice.
Peter!
He,
sorry, dude.
He used to watch it so much. He's like affected the voices.
Yeah, man.
Like
that is me, bro.
The next one's called Weird Shits on Socials. So this is weird things that's happened this week.
One of them's a bit wild.
Go on.
Read it.
Okay.
Dare you, read it.
The blackmailing nudes one.
Yeah, that's quite...
So there have been an influx of men being messaged by a very attractive female Instagram accounts. The Instagram accounts will chat to them and then send nudes. They will ask the male to send them back. When they send them, the female account will make a group chat of all of the male's friends and family, usually all female, including mum, sister, etc., and blackmail sign. They release the nudes if the person doesn't send you £500+.
That's like a Black Mirror episode.
Black Mirror, I'm just thinking that.
This has happened to loads of men. What would you do?
That's like a Black Mirror episode. That's wild.
Is absolutely wild. Like,
yeah. Oh my God, what would I do in that situation?
What would you do?
Well, don't send nudes to strangers, guys.
Obviously don't send nudes, but you have to just go like straight to police, isn't it?
That's insane.
And then they put you onto the crime, online crime thing, didn't they?
Right. So who's this happening to?
A lot of people. Also, can I touch on that though? Not really the same, it's not the same sort of thing, but there's been like over 30 women in New York being hit in the face by strangers and they're like, what?
I've seen that.
All the videos they've made have had like 30 women. They're walking along and just random guy punches them
in the face.
It's happened like 30 girls in the past 2 days.
Yeah.
It's all over TikTok.
Yeah.
It's like, and their videos get like 30 mil views and the story time's like, I've literally just been punched in the face.
Yeah.
It's
going viral. Is he recording it or is...
No.
They're just doing the aftermath. Like, guys...
Yeah, guys, I've literally just been punched in the face by some guy like he's walked off.
Do you ever see that video of that man and he like walks past the old lady and the other woman and he just goes like that and then she falls to the ground.
Hits both in the stomach. Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah, like CCTV.
I've seen that.
What is
he's
wrong
walking
with
on
people?
And he just goes like that and just carries on walking. They both like fall to the floor. He's basically like winded them.
What's wrong with
guys,
people?
It's so fucking weird in this life.
Yeah, people are
punching.
Weird.
Like, what's the need?
Don't.
Why, but there is that.
The next headline is the next weird shit on socials is the barking at you.
We've touched on that. That is weird.
and then.
What the fuck was that? So that.
Eric.
And then there is a friend called the Donut Daddy, and he makes food in a particular way.
Peculiar way, you bloody sausage.
Sorry, George, some of us have had diarrhea today.
That doesn't mean you can't spell.
Is I've fucking seen him.
Oh, he's one.
This is strange.
Yeah. Why is he fingering?
He's trying to be seductive.
Why is he top off like spanking it and sniffing it like that?
What the fuck?
Donut Daddy.
I've never wanted to be a donut more.
Oh, no!
What?
Yeah.
What
the fuck?
Donut daddy.
You see the way he squirted that egg, yo?
My fucking donut daddy. Yeah. Get that top off.
He's licking, he's rimming the donut hole.
Yeah, man. Well, it's doing well for him. He's got 660K. Fair enough.
Well, you're trying to change up your content, so is that...
Well, I don't want chip meat donut daddy.
Is that what you...
I am looking for donut daddy.
So is that what you're looking to do?
Hey, look at his... Instagram. That is so weird.
Right.
Bro's never seen leg day in his life.
Would you do that?
No.
Oh God, he's odd looking fella, isn't he?
If Donut Daddy
no.
came up to you in a bar
and had donut around his gut,
what would you, would you
let him make me into a donut?
Would you let him fold you like a pretzel?
No!
No, that's not it. That, he'd be called Pretzel Daddy.
Pretzel Daddy.
Pretzel Puppy.
She's already thought of it.
That's what I'm going to do. That's my next content.
Yeah, you
Pretzel Puppy.
Do it naked if you're really bad.
Do it naked if you're really bad. Okay, Chloe.
Oh my God.
Right, last segment.
Today. I'm so gassy.
The last segment of the podcast.
Is
King Julian.
He does a lot of accents and stuff.
King Julian. King Julian.
Just DMing Pretzel Daddy.
Yeah, call me back later.
The last segment of the podcast. It's called Cancelled Courtroom.
Basically, talk about who's cancelled.
Who's cancelled this week?
You should not be promoting Owen the
Glass.
No, we don't promote cancel culture. But
okay, go on.
I think the person that is cancelled this week...
Don't you dare point at me.
His mum.
I was about to say, what the fuck have I done? I've survived.
His mum.
Had a hard way.
I think mum's...
What's happened?
What's she doing?
She's just being annoying, isn't she?
That's quite mean.
Name me one annoying thing she's done.
Do you know what I think is cancelled courtroom? Dolly. Because she is in the pram. She's got the shits. Everyone's doing everything for her.
She is like close to death.
She's 10. She's 18 dog years.
She's 10, yeah.
And they only last about 11.
She's got the blue badge and all sorts.
She's got eczema.
She got eczema.
She's got eczema.
I got eczema.
She's got eczema. She's got bad belly.
Yeah.
She might
and
she,
I think
canceled.
She's going blind. You know when they've got like the weird...
I feel like you've just described yourself. Eczema, bad belly, blind.
That was so rude. Like, why are you being so rude today? Your dress is a marshmallow.
Oh, I was just going to say something. Because it's like family friendly YouTube.
No, what we can say. Is there anyone that's cancelled? Who would you think me and George cancelled right now?
George.
Oh, I didn't see that one coming. On that note, guys.
I think we'll wrap up.
I think we'll wrap that one up, shall we?
Yeah. Did you like it?
I loved it. I always have fun on your pod.
Yeah, it's absolutely wild, isn't it? Every time.
It's crazy.
I think it's the first time you've done this on your own, no? As well.
Independent Quine.
I think you did with Lottie and you did with Millie.
Yeah.
This is your first time solo.
Why am I on my own today?
It depends on screen.
You've been on the streets too much.
Right, it's time to go home, I think.
Guys.
That time not, am I?
No, you're not. You're an angel and we love you. Thank you so much for coming on. If you're liking and subscribing.
Then we're loving.
I just want to mix it up this week, do you know what I mean? George?
If you're listening on Spotify, please rate us. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 stars.
And we will see you next week.
Yay!
Guys, see you later.